你借着圣经
we want to look at several
scriptures. 你借着圣经我们要看罗马书第三章二十三节
Romans chapter 3 verse 23
罗马书第三章二十三节翻到了我念一遍由你们大家一同就跟着念罗马书在哪里在创世纪的前面罗马书第三章二十三节
Romans 3:23
因为世人都犯了罪亏欠了上帝的荣耀大家一同来念一二三因为世人都犯了罪亏缺了上帝的荣耀我们再读罗马书第六章第二十三节罗马书第六章第二十三节
Romans 6:23
因为罪的工价乃是死唯有上帝的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生
For the wages of sin is death but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus
我们大家一同来念一二三因为罪的工价乃是死唯有上帝的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生我们今天读经就到这个地方我们再次低头祷告
Let us pray
主啊我们已经打开你的话语恳求你打开我们的心我们已经宣读你的话语你也宣读我们的思想你知道我们的最终的光景你知道我们所需要的是什么愿主你造作你丰盛的恩典造作你永远的智慧今天把我们所需要的真理赐下给我们对我们的心说话给我们一个受教谦卑的灵领受你的话用温柔的心领受所栽种的道好像你的道在我们心里向下扎根向上结果产生纯正的信心因为你说信道是从听道来的我们感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求的阿们
阿们
我们活在二十一世纪开端的时候
We are living in the beginning of the 21st century
我们看见距离这几十年世界的进步太快太快
We have seen great progress in the world for the past few decades
甚至到经济到社会到我们的生活都有许多莫大的改变
From politics to economic to the society to our life there have been great changes
但是这个世界表面上的改变没有遮盖里面永远不改变的一些重要的事情
But all these superficial changes does not hide the important things that are beneath it
所以什么在外面都在改变
Although everything is changing externally
世界有几样从来不改变的事情
But there are some things in the world that will never change
别人没有改变的事情罪恶没有改变
The first thing is that sin has never changed
无论科学怎样的进步
It doesn't matter how advanced we are scientifically
无论医学怎样的发达
Or medically how far we have gone
无论教育怎么样的普遍
Or how common education is
无论我们的技术怎么样的高明
Or how good our technology is
我们犯罪的事实从来没有改变
The facts of our sins have never changed
从前的人骄傲现在的人照样骄傲
The people in the past are proud and now we are also full
of pride 从前的人充满妒忌今天的人照样妒忌
In the past we had jealousy today we have the same thing
古代的社会有谋杀的事情现在充满这样的事情
Society of ancient days has murders today we still have the same thing
科学没有改变我们犯罪的事实
Science has not changed the facts of sin
监牢没有捆绑我们犯罪的自由
The prison has not given us the freedom to sin
法院没有改变我们犯罪的本性
The courts have not changed our habits of sinning
罪是没有改变的事情
Sin is something that will never change
第二样没有改变的事情
The second thing that did not change
痛苦没有改变
Is suffering
从前的人流泪现在的人照样流泪
The people of the past shed tears today we do the same thing
从前的人伤心现在的人照样伤心
In the past we are heartbroken today we are the same
从前的人会失恋现在的人照样会失恋
In the past we fall out of love today we do the same thing
从前的人有病痛现在照样有病痛
In the ancient days there are diseases today diseases are
severe 这是第二件没有改变的事情
This is the second thing that never changed
第三样从来没有改变的事情
The third thing that has not changed
死亡从来没有改变
It's the issue of death
从前的人会死现在的照样会死
In the past we die today we die
当医学使我们的寿命增长的时候
Although medical science can increase our lifespan
死亡照样临到我们的身上
In the end death will still come
我们死了以后
after we die,
我们到什么地方去?
Where are we going?
我们没有办法凭自己生前的知识去了解。
Through our own knowledge, we cannot understand this.
甚至我们没有办法明白, 我们没有生到世界以前, 我们到底是怎样的一个人。
It's the same as us not understanding what happened to us before we are born.
罪恶从来没有改变。
Sin has not changed.
痛苦没有改变。
Pain has not changed.
死亡没有改变。
Death has not changed.
这不是政治、经济、科学所能解释的问题。
These are issues that cannot be solved by politics, economic, or science.
这些事情是这样的现实。
But these are practical issues.
是这样的实在。
Are real issues.
是我们不愿意去思想, 也没有办法逃避的事情。
We are not willing to think about it, but we cannot escape.
是我们不敢面对, 也没有办法否认的事实。
We do not want to face them, but we cannot ignore them.
人有一生, 也有一死。
For all human beings, we are born and we die.
人生的时候, 空手到死。
We come empty-handed to the world.
人死的时候, 空手离开世界。
And when we die, we leave empty-handed.
当我们到世界上来的时候, 我们用哭的声音。 带到这个世界上来。
We are born with a loud cry.
我们死的时候, 使我们所亲爱的人, 用哭的声音, 把我们送到坟墓里面去。
And when we die, our loved ones cry for us.
在我们生命的过程中间,
In the progress of our life,
我们有过伟大的理想。
We may have great ideals.
我们有高超的目标。
We have great aims.
我们有奋斗的精神。
We have the spirit of fighting.
我们盼望可以达到我们心中所想象最美好的境界。
We want to reach the most ideal part of our life.
我们从来没有真正达到。
But we have never actually reached it.
这是人类的矛盾。
This is the irony of men.
这是人生的悲哀。
This is the tragedy of life.
许多最伟大的人, 离开世界的时候最凄惨的。
Those who are greatest among us will live a pathetic life.
孔子离开世界的时候是很绝望离开。
When Confucius died, he died disappointed.
老子骑着水牛, 用这个一致的声音, 过关的时候, 永远不愿意回来。
When Lao Tzu died, he was blowing a flute on top of a buffalo and he did not want to turn back.
苏格拉底是被民主杀死的。
Socrates was killed by democracy.
怪不得李光耀不喜欢民主。
And so our senior minister do not like absolute democracy.
民主杀死了许多最伟大的人。
Because it killed the greatest of all men.
这个世界的历史是这样写下来的。
This is the history of men.
我们没有比孔子更伟大。
We are not greater than Confucius.
我们的思想没有比老子更深奥。
Our thinking is not deeper than Lao Tzu.
我们的知识没有比苏格拉底更深奥。
Our knowledge is not greater than Socrates.
我们行善一定做好事，没有超过耶稣基督。
We do good things, but not exceeding that of Jesus Christ.
这些人死的时候,
when these people die,
他们对世界的贡献太大。
They had great contribution to the world, but the world cannot contain them.
他们有伟大的理想, 但是世界不能接受他们。
They had great ideals, but the world did not accept them.
如果连这样伟大的人都要这样辛苦离开世界的话,
such great people had to leave the world in such a pathetic state.
我们没有达到我们的愿望又算什么呢?
Surely it will be the same case for us.
但是我今天问的问题是什么呢?
The question I'm going to ask this evening,
就是为什么我们有求全的心理，却有一个非常不
Is why do we have this idea of idealism, but we cannot live it out our life?
我们有最高的理想，有非常卑贱的限制。
But why do we have the greatest ideal, but reality is very different?
如果你像我，曾经到监牢去讲道。
If you were like me, you have gone to the prison to preach.
你可以跟那些在监牢里面的人真正倾心吐意来讲话的。
If you are able to speak on par with those who are in the prison,
你会发现他们像你像我一样。 没有一个人愿意过进监牢的生活。
You will find out that all the prisoners are like you and I. They do not want to be in prison.
他们年轻的时候,
when they were young,
像你像我一样的,
they were just like you and I.
他们盼望长大做总统,
they want to grow up to be president.
他们长大做有用的人,
and to be somebody useful.
后来他们又过一个非常悲惨的生活。
But they led a different life.
我们小的时候都曾经做过作文。
When we were young, we had composition.
我的理想,
my goal,
长大以后,
what I want to do,
我要做总统,
I want to be the president.
有许多盼望做总统的, 后来大了变成饭桶。
Those who want to be president often end up being idiots.
有许多要做传道的, 长大变成强盗。
Those who want to be preachers become robbers.
有许多要做飞机师的, 长大变成非男非女。
Those who want to be pilots end up being gangsters.
所以这些人都有伟大的理想, 但是从来没有达到。
And all had great aspirations that they cannot meet.
这伟大的理想跟我们卑贱的生活中间, 到底发生了什么事情。
What happened in between the aspiration and the reality?
这就是今天又一大家思想的问题。
This is a question we need to think about.
这个问题在圣经里面很清楚地交代出来。
The Bible spoke about this clearly.
这个问题是我们不喜欢听。
But this is not something we like.
因为我们不愿意听这些不好的东西。
We are not willing to listen to not.
我们永远麻醉自己在错误的观念，我的理想是永远可以达到的。
We want to numb ourselves in the wrong concept that we can always reach our
aspiration. 但是保罗对我们讲一句话。
The Apostle Paul says.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
因为世人都犯了罪。
Because all men have sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
And fallen short of the glory of God.
这个答案太清楚了。
This is a clear answer.
这个答案太不好听了。
But it is not a popular answer.
这样我们到医生那里去的时候。
It's as if we go to the doctor.
我们不盼望医生对你说你有肺痨病。
We do not want the doctor to tell us we have TB.
我们不盼望医生对你说你有 cancer.
Or that we have cancer.
我们希望听好话。
We want to listen to good things.
但是听好话是一件事情，是不是真正好？
But listening to good things is one thing, the reality is completely different.
我盼望每个人学会一件事情。
I hope you learn this lesson.
我们要听实实在在的话。
We want to listen to the truth.
听实话的人是有智慧的人。
Those who listen to the truth is with wisdom.
只听好话的人是愚拙的人。
And those who listen to good things are foolish.
你对医生说医生啊。
You will say to the doctor, doctor.
请你不要告诉我什么病。
Don't tell me the sickness.
请你给我假的报告。
Just give me a wrong answer.
请你告诉我是很健康很健康的。
Tell me I'm very healthy.
让我高兴高兴好不好。
Just so that I'll be happy.
医生就对你说永远不必再来找我了。
The doctor will say, don't come back.
因为我不是专讲好话的。
I'm not a person.
我要把实在的情形告诉你。
I will tell you the truth.
这是我的责任。
This is my responsibility.
我能做到的我要做。
I will fulfill it.
我能医的我要医。
I will heal you.
因为我就是对疾病真正研究而愿意帮助人的叫做医生。
Because I'm a person that study illnesses and want to help you.
如果你没有病，为什么找医生
？If you're not sick, why do you come to me?
如果找医生，为什么要听好话
？Why do you want to listen to only good news?
其实我们在神的面前也是如此。
We are the same in front of God.
上帝，请你。把我实在的情形告诉我。
Oh Lord, tell me my reality.
上帝，请你把我真正的需要告诉我。
Tell me my real needs.
照我本相。
Show me my true
self. 给我谦卑，知道我自己真正的光景。
That in humility, I know the truth.
只有你真正知道你的光景，你才有真正的智慧的前途。
Only when you know the truth, do you have the wisdom for the future.
所以圣经是把人的本性照明出来的镜子。
The Bible is like a mirror showing us the truth.
新约的雅各书里面有一句话语。
In the New Testament, the book of James.
一个人听到。
Says when a person
就像站在镜子的面前看自己。
It's as if he's in front of a mirror looking at himself.
看见自己的毛病。
He sees his own problem.
看见自己的肮脏污秽。
He sees his own filth.
看见自己的不整齐。
He sees his own untidiness.
看见自己的缺点。
He sees his own mistakes.
有没有人看了镜子以后就打破镜子的？
Will you break the mirror after seeing it?
有没有人看见镜子就生气？镜子的人
Will you be angry with the mirror?
如果有，一定是神经不正常的。
If that's the case, you must be insane.
我们每个人都爱镜子。
All of us love the mirror.
我们每个人都照镜子。
We look at it.
今天有哪一个人没有照镜子就跑来的人吗？
Are there any one of you who have not seen the mirror?
我相信你们都照镜子。
I believe all of you look.
不同的地方，有人一天照五秒钟，有人一天照五个钟头。
The difference is some will look at it for hours.
但每个人都爱看镜子。
But all of us will look at the mirror.
当你照镜子的时候
，When you're looking at the mirror,
知道。你真正的情形是什么？
You will see your own truth.
有一次我在一个地方讲到，
I was once preaching.
他们给一个房间没有镜子。
They gave me a room without a mirror.
时间到我要去讲道的时候，
When the time comes for me to speak,
我快快打领带我就出去。
I wore my tie and went.
等到我讲道的时候呢，
When I was preaching,
我发现那一天他们不注意听我讲道。
I suddenly realized they were not paying attention.
讲大声一点，
Maybe I speak louder.
他们还是不注意。
But they were not paying attention.
再大声一点，
Even louder.
还不注意。
They were not paying attention.
讲完道以后，
After that,
我到洗手间去。
I went to the restroom.
才知道我的领带一边掉在里面，一边挂在外面。
I realized that the tie was not fit properly.
所以我讲到他不听我讲的，一直看我的领带歪歪，还敢站出来。
And everybody was looking at the tie.
一个没有照镜子的人
，For a person who has not seen a mirror,
不能认识自己的。
He will not know himself.
一个没有照自己的人
，A person who has not looked into a mirror,
看不见自己真正光景的人
，Cannot see the truth of himself.
苏格拉底一生没有写过一个字留下来。
Socrates did not write a single word.
他没有留下一本书给我们看。
He did not write any book.
但是他讲过的话。
But all the words that he has spoken.
有一个学生叫做柏拉图。
He had a student called Plato.
深深感到他的话很重要。
Plato believed his words were important.
所以就把他的话记下来，记下来，记下来。
And he recorded all his words.
柏拉图写了一本书叫做《Great Dialogue》。
Plato wrote a book called The Great Dialogue.
Great Dialogue 就是对话录的开始。
It is the beginning of a dialogue session.
里面假借苏格拉底的口讲了许多很有智慧的话语。
It's spoken from Socrates' words of wisdom.
那么一个像苏格拉底这样的人没有写过书，为什么对世界有这么大的影响呢？
Socrates did not write a single word and had no book. How did he influence us?
因为他建立了一种新的人生的态度。
Because he built a new attitude for humanity.
教导人们有新的看法。
He taught humanity to look at things differently.
西方求知论的基础。
It became the basis of seeking after knowledge.
西方研究一切事物的根基。
And this is the start of studying in the West.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why do we say that?
苏格拉底以前。
Before Socrates,
所有的思想家
all the thinkers,
他们所兴趣的是天文地理上天下地
they are only interested in astronomy and geography.
他们研究几何学
they want to study calculus,
他们研究代数
and trigonometry,
他们研究数学
and mathematics,
他们研究自然
and nature,
他们研究矿物
and
他们研究天文
and astronomy,
他们研究大山
and the mountains,
他们研究深海
and the ocean,
什么都研究
they want to study everything,
什么都要知道
They want to know everything.
但是他们要研究人自己是什么。
But they did not study humanity.
苏格拉底讲一些重要的话。
Socrates said many important
words. 他说你什么都知道，却不知道你自己有什么益处呢
？He said you know all things, but you do not know about yourself.
你什么都要明白，却不明白你自己是谁
？What's the point of knowing everything except yourself?
所以你做了许多错误的事情。
So you make a lot of mistakes.
苏格拉底见到一个人就问他你做什么
？Socrates will ask the person what are you doing?
我是法官。
The person said, I'm a
judge. 什么叫做法官
？What is a judge?
是不是专门法人家的官叫做法官
？A judge. Officer that punish someone else.
法官就是凭着正义处理民间讼诉事情的人，叫做法官。
The judge says, "I'm a person that decides right and wrong."
所以苏格拉底问他：“你凭着正义来解决诉讼的事情吗
？”Socrates says, "Is it based on righteousness?"
什么叫做正义
？What is righteousness?
正义就是公平，正义就是不偏离，叫做正义。
Righteousness is justice and not being
biased. 什么叫做公平
？What is righteousness?
你看见有钱人，看见穷人，你真的对他一样吗
？Are you do you?The
他们有时有一点不一样。为什么不一样呢？
Why is it different?
因为他给的钱多，我就讲好话了。
This guy pay me more, I'll say good things.
所以他说你不是公平，你是眼睛大小眼的人。
I saw Socrates say you're not a really good judge.
你不是替公平做事，你是替钱做事的。
You are working for money, actually.
所以这些人气死了。
All these people were angry with
him. 做法官的给他问到没有话讲。
And the judge were completely
speechless. 做警察的给他问到没有话讲。
The policeman did not know how to answer
him.生意的给他问到没有话讲。
The businessman had no answer.
上面一个天平，下面另外一个天平。
Because there are two balances that they
use. 不同的人来，他用不同的砝码。
And they try to cheat their
customer. 账户用不同的账户。
And different accounting system.
苏格拉底每一问就把人问倒了。
Every time Socrates asked questions.
穷追着问。
And he keep questioning.
绝对不放。
Till the very end.
所以人给他弄到没有办法。
And they were all frustrated.
大家就恨死他了。
And they hated him.
苏格拉底说：“你什么都要知道吗？”
Socrates said, "You want to know everything?"
我告诉你，最重要的不是知道一切。
The most important thing is not to know all things.
是知道自己。
But to know yourself.
虽然他们听了这一句话，感到很有道理，但是很难做到。
They felt that it's right, but they do not want to do it.
苏格拉底在整个哲学历史里面最重要的原因是什么呢
？The greatest contribution of Socrates
is that he 改变了一种方法论。
Is that he changed the
作为认识论的基础
，and became the basis of study.
认识一切以前，先要认识你自己。
Before you know all things, know yourself.
他的这句话留下来，影响了2000多年了。
And it influenced us for more than 2,000 years.
这句话在希腊文叫做 Noctis Auton.
In Latin, it's Noctis Auton. Greek. In Greek.
这个 Noctis Auton 什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
就是 know yourself.
It means know yourself.
人应当认识你自己。
The human should know himself.
以认识自己做开始。
As the beginning.
然后从自己才开始去认识别人。
Then you know others.
认识别的事物。
To know other things.
那么苏格拉底自己怎么样认识他自己呢
？How did Socrates know himself?
不知道。
He didn't know.
所以他说, 我自己是什么都不知道的事情。
He said, I'm a person that knows nothing.
Belphi的庙里面有一句话,
there is a temple in Belphi.
人家问他说,
who is the wisest among the Greeks?
那个Belphi庙里面那个祭司说, 全希腊最有学问, 最聪明的人就是苏格拉底。
The priest in the Delphi temple says that the most wise will be Socrates.
所以有人去找他了,
and so someone looked for him.
你到底有多少学问变成全希腊最有知识的人呢?
Why are you the wisest among the Greeks?
你知道什么? 你这么厉害呢?
What do you know then?
你告诉我你知道什么, 我就写下来, 好不好?
Tell me what you know and I'll write it down.
苏格拉底说, 我什么都不知道, 我只知道一件事。
Socrates said, I know nothing except one thing.
哇, 那很厉害了。
So it seems great.
你知道一件事就变成全希腊最聪明的人。
He just know one thing and he's already the wise.
那么你告诉我你知道什么? 我也像一样知道, 我也一样聪明了。
Don't tell me what is it that you want to know.
苏格拉底说, I know nothing but one thing. That thing is, I know nothing.
苏格拉底说, 我什么都不知道, 只知道一件事, 那件事就是我不知道。
我什么都不知道。
I know nothing.
我只知道一件事。
Only one.
知道什么呢? 就是我什么都不知道, 就是这一件事。
Only one thing, I know nothing.
所以这个是整个哲学历史里面一个最大的转变。
This is the greatest change in philosophy.
认识自己,
we know ourselves.
认识自己的无知,
know our ignorance.
认识自己不够,
know our inadequacy.
才会追求,
then we were sick.
你注意看, 那些从来怕人家说他没有学问的, 他就永远没有学问。
Those who are afraid that other people will say that he's ignorant will always be ignorant.
有一些人从来没有做错事情, 因为从来没有做事情。
There are some people that will never make any mistake because they do nothing.
有的人不敢讲英文, 因为怕人家知道他讲不对, 所以永远不会讲。
There are some people that will not speak English because they are afraid of mistakes.
因为他怕人家说他不知道,
because they are afraid of mistakes.
所以他就装着知道,
so they pretend to know.
只有装着知,
and they try to pretend.
这个就是不自知。
And this is not knowing yourself.
希腊的苏格拉底,
Socrates of Greece,
中国的孔子,
Confucius in China,
相同的看法,
they have similar views.
孔子说你要知道你不知, 你才能有知。
Confucius said you must know your own
ignorance.
Socrates said,
说你要知道你不知, 你才能有知。
You must know your own ignorance, then there's knowledge.
所以知的开始就知道自己的不知。
The beginning of knowledge is knowing your own ignorance.
哦,孔子说什么呢?
What did Confucius say?
知为知,不知为不知,是知也。
Knowing what is true and knowing what is not true is true knowledge.
知道就说你知道。
If you know, say you do.
不知道就说你不知道。
If you don't, say you don't.
这就是真正的知识。
This is wisdom.
这是知识的开始。
The beginning of wisdom.
那我们什么都要知, 但是我们怎么知道自己呢?
We want to know all things, but what about
ourselves? 知识的开端在哪里呢?
Where is the beginning of wisdom?
苏格拉底提出来了。
Socrates said,
知识的开端, 在乎认识你自己。
The beginning of wisdom is knowing yourself.
认识自己是认识一切事物的基础。
That is the basis of knowing all things.
那么很可惜, 苏格拉底没有告诉我们我们怎样才能认识自己。
Socrates never told us how we can know ourselves.
认识自己从哪里开始, 他又没有讲。
He did not tell us how to start.
所以这样哲学到现在还没有答案。
Here today there is no answer in philosophy.
许多哲学家所讲的 跟别的哲学家所讲的完全不一样。
Many philosophers say something that's completely different from another philosopher.
特别当他们思想人生哲学的时候,
especially when they think about life,
越想越乱,
the more they think,
越想越乱,
the more confused they are.
结果莫名其妙,
and in the end,
就把想来想去想不明白的乱写下来给你读, 你也乱, 一同乱, 免得他太孤单。
He'll just write down everything in confusion for you.
这个叫做 modern confucianism.
This is modern confucianism.
你 confused together, 你明白吗？ 许多的青年看这些的书呢,
for many young people, when you read philosophy, the more you read, the more confused.
因为呢, 写的人自己乱, 也叫你乱, 这个叫做大家一同乱。
The writer is confused himself.
我们怎么知道自己呢?
How do we know ourselves?
苏格拉底没有告诉我们,
Socrates had no answer.
但是圣经告诉我们,
what the Bible says,
你来到上帝面前,
come before God,
你来到上帝的道面前,
come before the word of God,
你可以像照镜子一样认识自己。
You will be like looking into a mirror.
所以呢, 圣经比所有的哲学 更深一层, 告诉我们真理真正的答案在哪。
The Bible tells us clearly where the truth is more than any other book.
苏格拉底说, 认识自己是一切学问的开始。
Socrates said, knowing the self is the beginning of all knowledge.
圣经说, 认识上帝是认识自己的开始。
The Bible says, knowing God is the beginning of knowing yourself.
认识上帝就是智慧的开端。
The knowledge of God is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏上帝是认识自己的开端。
The fear of God is the beginning of knowing yourself.
认识自己 圣者，你才能过圣洁的生活。
Knowing the most holy one, then you can have a holy life.
你认识上帝，你就远离开罪恶，你就过圣人的生活，这叫做至圣的开始。
Because you know the holy God, you live a life without sin. That's the beginning of holiness.
像我们看见希腊哲学所停止的地方
，the place where Greek philosophy stopped.
神的话启示出来了
，the word of God is revealed to us.
我教哲学教了三十多年
，I taught philosophy for more than 3 years.
我发现所有的哲学家没有把真正的基础中答案赐给我们。
I discovered that no philosophers have given us the true answer.
当二十世纪结束的时候
，at the end of the 20th century,
现代主义被他搞得完全垮。
Modernism in itself has collapsed.
所以现在的人不再叫现在叫做现代主义了。
So nobody considers this age as the modern age.
Contemporary theology, contemporary philosophy is called the postmodern philosophy. 后现代的思想。
And so this is postmodern philosophy.
为什么叫做后现代的哲学呢？
Why do we use the word postmodern?
十七世纪、十八世纪。
In the 17th and 18th centuries,
建立起来的方法论跟系统
the system that is built up at
that time, 19世纪的发芽生化
in the 19th century, is executed,
开花结果
and it bore fruit,
就变成各形各色的意识形态的理论
There are many philosophies that came up from it.
All kinds of ideologies come up, produced after the 17th and 18th century enlightenment.那么这个呢，在这个哲学历史里叫做启蒙时代。
And this is the age of the Enlightenment.
这个呢，这德文叫做 Aufklärung.
In German is Aufklärung.
Aufklärung 是启蒙。
It means to enlighten.
Offenbarung 是启示。
It means illuminate.
所以在启蒙时代里面
，In this age,
人认为自己已经是历史上最成熟、最聪明的一段时间。
The human being believes that in history it is the most mature time.
既然人到了最聪明的时期
，Since we are at our height,
人就自立了。
We are independent.
人不需要上帝。
We do not need God.
人不需要宗教。
We do not need religion.
人不需要圣经了。
We do not need the Bible.
不需要教会了。
We do not need the church.
人已经成熟了。
We are mature.
人已经开明了。
We are understanding.
人的智慧已经发展了。
Our knowledge has expanded.
所以到了十九世纪的时候
，By the 19th century,
就凭着已经成熟、开明的思想，产生了不同的意识形态。
We start to have all sorts of knowledge from there.
意识形态 ideology.
Ideology.
意识形态这个字从前是没有的。
The word ideology has never existed before.
十八世纪以后
，After the 18th century,
十九世纪开始
，In the beginning of 19th,
变成好像百花齐放的学问一样的。
Suddenly, there are all forms of knowledge and ideology.
逻辑是争论
，The logic of
the 进化论。
Evolution,
无神论
Atheism,
共产主义
Communism,
存在主义
Existentialism,
所有的意识形态都开花了
All these ideologies came.
那么人就活在意识形态的范围里面
And we live within the ideology.
你的生活根据什么
What sort of life do you live?
不要宗教我不要圣经
No Bible.
根据马克思主义来建立我的思想
We say we lead a life based on Marxism.
我根据孔德的实证论来建立我的知识
All logical positivism.
我根据齐克国的存在主义来建立我的人生观。
Or existentialism.
所以降到了二十世纪的时候
，By the 20th century,
理性主义、现代主义就变成了各种意识形态对人的捆绑和对人的管制。
Rationalism becomes the thing that will control all things.
人你说我已经自由了吗
？It means I'm free.
我成熟了吗
？I'm mature.
我已经失败成功了吗
？I have succeeded.
不是的
，No.
到了二十世纪中叶的时候
，In the middle of the 20th century,
有一些思想家开始反抗。
Some thinkers start to rebel.
这些意识形态所带来的更大的捆绑。
Because all these ideologies brought us greater bondage.
所以我们现在不应当在现代主义的哲学里面。
We do not want to be in the philosophy of the modern.
我们应当在后现代的思潮里反抗现代主义的捆绑。
And they say we ought to rebel in postmodernism.
那么后现代主义怎么说呢
？What does the postmodernist say?
理性不完美。
The reason is not complete.
理性绝对不可以当作上帝。
The reason is not God.
因为理性是不绝对的。
The reason is not absolute.
恢复心灵的重要性。
And so the heart is important.
恢复心灵的重要性的时候
，Once you put that important,
淘汰理性的绝对化。
We want to absolutize reason.
这是后现代的思想。
This postmodernism
是不是带来人类真正的盼望
？Did it bring us true hope?
不是的。
No.
后现代主义最重要的思想家之一
，One of the most important thinkers in postmodernism,
叫做德国的法国的福柯。
Is for God from France.
我控制这个人
，this person，
一方面自由放纵情欲，他就变成同性恋者。
Led the life of decadence. He was a homosexual.
第二，他没有盼望，结果他自杀而死。
And he died by suicide.
所以人类啊
，so humanity，
我们何等可怜。
We are pathetic.
你是穷人吗
？Are you poor？
你有金钱的捆绑。
You are under the
你是思想家吗
？Are you a thinker？
你有非真理的理性的捆绑。
You are trapped by your reason.
你以为自己自由吗
？Do you think you're free？
没有人是真正自由的。
Not a person is free.
为什么呢？因为你无论多么聪明，多么有学问，多么有教养，有一件事挡住你的心，使你没有真正自由。
No matter how smart you are, there is one thing that will grab your heart without freedom.
那是什么呢
？What is this thing？
那就是罪。
It is sin.
保罗说，世人都犯了罪。
Apostle Paul says all have sinned.
世人都犯了罪。
All men have sinned.
亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
I've fallen short of the glory of God.
什么意思呢
？What does it
mean？ 没有一个人是没有罪的。
It means not a single person is
innocent. 从总统
from the president
到乞丐
to the beggar
都是罪人。
All are sinners.
从大富翁
from the richest
到普通人
to the common people
都是罪人。
They are all sinners.
从大学教授
from the professor
到幼稚园的学生
to a kindergarten student
都是罪人。
They are all sinners.
从男人
from men
到女人
to women
都是罪人
they are sinners
无论什么人
it doesn't matter
白种人黄种人黑种人都是罪人
all races are sinners
像圣经把罪这个字来解释我们没有办法明白的事情
the Bible uses the word sin to describe things we cannot
understand 上帝的道如同一片的镜子一样
the word of God is like a mirror
使我们的镜子面前看见我们自己的真相
that we may be able to see ourselves
那么中国人对罪这个字是很不爱听的
the Chinese does not like to listen to the word sin
我又没有在监牢里面
I'm not in a prison
我没有上法院
I didn't kill anyone
为什么你说我是罪人
why do you say I have sinned
罪人这个字到底什么意思呢
what does the word sin mean
现在我从两个角度来大家讲
let us look at it from two angles
圣经所讲的罪这个字呢希腊文叫 hamartia
In the Bible, the word sin in Greek is hamartia.
Hamartia 什么意思
？What does hamartia mean?
就是射箭不中敌，那个叫做 hamartia.
It is missing the target when you are doing archery.
当你射箭的时候
，when you are doing archery，
靠近了箭靶，后来掉下去，没有打到，那个叫做 hamartia. Hamartia.
The arrow misses the target. That's hamartia.
什么叫做 hamartia?
What is hamartia?
Miss the target.
Missing the target.
Miss the target.
不中那个目标。
So you miss.
You
miss.
不中。
就叫做罪。
And this is sin.
今天我给大家一个清楚的概念。
This is a clear concept.
那么那个 target 是什么呢
？What is the target?
那个 target 是目标。
That is the aim.
你做人一定有目标。
Surely you have goals in your life.
你不可能没有目标。
It is not possible to be without.
你结婚的时候
，When you get married,
你会说我要结婚了。
You say I want to get married.
那你要跟谁结婚呢
？You ask who?
不要紧，只要一个女人就可以了。
It doesn't matter if select a woman.
神经病都不会这么笨的。
Even the insane is also stupid.
你一定有目标的。
Surely there's a goal.
所以你到不到目标的时候
，When you cannot reach the goal.
你会失望
you will be disappointed.
你读书有目标
When you study, there's a goal.
你赚钱有目标
When you do business, there's a goal.
你恋爱有目标
In love, you have a goal.
你选择职业有标准
You select a job with a goal.
没有一个人是没有目标的
All of us have goals.
那你不能达到目标
When you cannot reach your goal,
这叫做 hamartia.
This is hamartia.
所以罪是什么呢
What is sin?
罪是没有达到目标
Sin is missing the
mark. 那你说这个目标在哪里呢
Where is this mark?
人人不一样的
They are different.
圣经的看法跟我们不一样。
The Bible is different.
圣经说你没有达到上帝造你应当达到的目标。
The Bible says you have missed the mark that God has set for you.
所以当你进入对真理的研究的时候
，When you study the truth，
你不是要研究你自己应当有什么目标。
You are not studying about your own goals.
你要研究共通性的事情。
You want to study universal things.
神创造人。给人定的目标是
That is what is the goal that God has set for man.
在孔子的思想里面
，In the thinking of Confucius,
就仁爱那个仁字。
In the Chinese word, right?
在柏拉图的思想里面
，In the Plato thinking,
就是真正原本的真的真理。
It is the truth that's absolute.
在希伯来的思想里面
，In Hebrew thinking,
完全没有 是没有心方的真实。
It is the truth that has no
defeat. 我们不能达到那个地步。
We cannot reach that.
我们不能达到最高的良善。
Can we reach the best good?
我们达到真正的真诚。
Can we be truly sincere?
我们不能达到真正的仁义。
Can we be truly generous?
真正的目标就是文化所寻找的东西。
And this absolute truth is what culture is looking for.
为什么文化会寻找这些东西？
Why would the culture look for things like that?
因为文化是人共通性里面很高的一个对神的反应。
Culture is a very high response towards God in humanity.
宗教寻找来生的福禄。
The religion looks for the future life.
文化寻找今生的价值。
But the culture looks for the present value.
宗教寻找心灵里面的意义。
The religion looks for the meaning in your heart.
文化寻求现世生活的这一个系统。
But the culture looks for the system for the present life.
没有一个文化是没有目标的。
Every culture has a goal.
每一个人生是没有目标的。
Every life has a goal.
但是圣经告诉你的目标不是他的目标，他的目标不是我的目标，我们的目标不是神的目标。
But the Bible tells us that all of us have different goals, and our goals are not God's goals.
那么现在真正的目标是怎样的目标呢？
What about the goal of God?
就是当耶稣基督到世界上来做人的时候，
It is when Jesus came as man.
他就把真正的标杆向我们显明出来。
He showed us the true model.
耶稣基督说：“你们要学我的样式。”
Jesus said, "Follow my example."
你们要跟随我。
Follow me.
Follow me.
跟随我，
从来没有人敢讲这句话。
Not a single person would say that.
跟我吧
，Follow me.
你跟我吧
，Follow my example.
孔子都不敢讲这句话。
Confucius would not say that.
孔子只能说我们要效法古人。
Confucius said we need to learn from
the
ancients.
我们要诚诚实实。
We must all be honest.
寻求古人的智慧。
And stick after the wisdom.
信而好古。
And because I believe I want to look for the past.
你效法我，我就是你的榜样。
He doesn't tell a student to
follow. 苏格拉底不能这样讲。
Socrates will not say.
穆罕默德不能这样讲。
穆罕默德 will not say that.
这个释迦牟尼不能这样讲。
释迦牟尼 will not say that.
孔子不能这样讲。
Confucius will not say that.
只有耶稣这样讲。
Only Jesus.
你们来
，come，
你跟从我
，follow me，
你学我的样式
，follow my example，
你负我的轭
，carry my yoke，
背起你的十字架
，carry your cross，
舍弃你自己
，deny yourself，
跟随我吧
，and follow me。
这位耶稣到底是谁呢
？Who is this Jesus？
他就是神。赐给人类的目标
He is the mark that God has given to us.
他就是人类文化所寻求的真正的标准
He is the target that all cultures are seeking after.
他就是我们每个人生命生活最高的榜样
He is the highest example for all our lives.
从来没有人像耶稣基督
Not a single person is ever like Jesus.
所以现在你明白什么叫做犯罪吗
Now you know what sin is.
犯罪不是说你赌博你杀人你放火你奸淫才叫做犯罪
Sin is not just simply gambling or murdering or robbing someone.
怪不得你说我没有犯罪，我没赌博，我没杀人，我没有犯我，为什么说我是罪的
？And you are mistaken when you say I'm not a sinner when I don't do any of
these things. 原来圣经的观念是这样。
The concept of the Bible is different.
罪就是你没有达到上帝为你定的目标。
Sin is simply missing the mark that God has set for you.
上帝不满意你现在的形式。
God is not satisfied with you.
你说上帝不满意就算了。
You say this is business.
你不要太快讲好吗
？Don't say too
fast. 你连你自己都不满意你现在的状况。
Surely you're not satisfied with yourself.
所以上帝讲这句话是对的。
And God is right.
你是罪人。
You are sinner.
因为你没有达到目标。
Because you have not reached
the goal. 你没有达到上帝的目标。
Not His goal.
所以你是罪人。
So you are sinner.
你没有达到你自己的目标。
You have not reached your own goal.
自己不满意自己。
So you will not be satisfied with yourself.
这是第一方面。
This is the first
point. 第二方面。
Secondly.
罪是什么呢
？What is sin?
罪是亏欠。
Sin is falling short.
这个观念在罗马书里特别清楚。
Clearly, we see this in the book of Romans.
保罗说什么呢
？The apostle Paul.
世人都犯了罪。
All has sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
And fallen short of God's
glory. 哎呀，我们觉得我们这个子孙太坏了，不能永宗耀祖。
We always say our descendants are lousy. They cannot fulfill and glorify their ancestors.
他的爸爸是市长。
The father is a city man.
他的孩子变成流氓头。
But then the son is a gangster.
他的爸爸是教授。
Or the father is a professor.
孩子像野兽。
But the son is like an animal.
这个爸爸是一个有名的文学家。
Or the father is a great writer.
这个孩子呢一文不值。
But the son cannot write a thing.
那个不像样。
And he says,
你要知道你爸爸是谁吗
？You must know your father.
我告诉你，荣中耀祖不过几代的事情。
It is difficult to glorify your ancestors.
荣耀上帝才是人真正的责任。
But to glorify God is our true goal.
上帝造人的时候。
God made man.
尊贵荣耀做冠冕给人戴上去。
He gave us glory and honor.
人之谁是人呢
？So we are human beings.
人 们有尊贵的冠冕
because we have a crown of glory
荣耀的冠冕
and honor
人是尊贵的
we are honored、
有一次呢我看报纸
once I was reading a newspaper
看见了上面头条丁少中博士拿到诺贝尔奖
the headline was Professor 丁少中 got the Nobel Prize
哇他听到有那荣光焕发脸孔真的令人炫目
And he was suddenly glowing with pride.
但是报纸的下面有三个卖毒品被抓去定死罪的人。
But there's another piece of news about people sentenced to death for drug trafficking.
他们弯着腰，人不像人的样子。
And the picture showed them really depressed.
我对来对去，对照上下。
I made a comparison between the two.
我得到一个结论。
One conclusion.
一个人真正达到做人荣耀的目的的时候
，When we reach our goal of glory，
他的自尊心。
Our sense of pride,
人格
our character,
形象
and our image
都是非常荣耀
will be glorified.
当一个人做人不像人的时候
But when we are not like what they
连自己那个形象都不像样
Our very image will be not like
神造人就是这样
The way God made us is like this
你知道如果你真正好好做人
You know that if you do lead a good life
达到上帝的标准
And fulfill his goal
应当多么雄壮
You are proud
多么自信
You have confidence.
多么尊贵
You are honored.
多么荣耀
You are glorified.
虽然你年老了
or even
虽然你体力衰弱了
or weak.
你里面的人格
Your character.
你伟大的成就
The great accomplishment.
使你有荣耀的一个表现
Will show a glorified
outside. 所以呢世人都犯了罪
So all have sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀
And fallen short of his glory.
这是圣经给我们看见罪的第二个定义
This is the second definition of sin.
什么叫做犯罪呢
What is sin?
没有达到上帝的标准
Missing God's mark.
什么叫做犯罪呢
？What is sin?
把上帝的荣耀丢弃了一部分去。
To throw away God's glory.
比如说，这是一块饼干。
For example, if this is a piece of biscuit.
这个饼干是完完美美的饼干。
A beautiful piece of biscuit.
这个饼干没有缺陷。
There is no breaking.
没有缺点。
There's no.
是完美的饼干。
It's beautiful and perfect.
放在那里。
After I put it there.
我出去走走。
And if I left the room.
当我回来的时候。
When I come back.
我发现这个饼干变成这样了。
If the biscuit look like this.
啊，你看见了哈。这饼干的形状变了
The shape has changed
你说什么变呢
What has changed
已经不完美了
It is no longer perfect
那么不完美的饼干是什么饼干呢
What sort of biscuit is this
有了亏欠的饼干
It is a biscuit that has fallen short
有了亏欠它少了一角
It has one corner missing
亏了一部分了
Fallen short
有了亏欠的饼干
A biscuit that has fallen short
这个饼干本来没有亏欠
In the beginning it was perfect
现在有了亏欠
But now it has fallen short
这个有亏欠什么意思呢
What does this mean
就是有了没有的一部分
It means that it has something that is missing
有了已经没有的
It has something that has been missing
本来没有亏欠
In the beginning it was perfect
有了亏欠
But now it has a
missing 有是什么呢
What does it have
就是它的没有
It has something that it doesn't have
所以没有的变成有有的变成没有
So it doesn't have become have have become doesn't have
没有亏欠的
That which is not fallen short,
这个有了亏欠
的 it becomes something that's fallen short.
这个有不是加是减，你明白吗
？It's a subtraction.
有了亏欠以后
，After you're fallen short,
你说这个饼干有罪了。
You say this biscuit has sinned.
罪在哪里呢
？Where is the sin?
就在那里没有的那里。
It's at the missing portion.
就是不见的那一部分。
The portion that has gone missing.
亏欠就是罪的意义。
This is what fallen short means.
这个观念在罗马书第三章提出来。
This is shown in the third chapter of Romans.
人一直不明白。
Many of us cannot understand.
到了380年以后。
Until 380 years later,
有一个叫做奥古斯丁的思想家想明白
There was a thinker called Augustine
所以他就发展一种罪的理论
He came out with a theory of sin
他的罪是什么呢
He said sin is
罪的本身不是一个存在
Sin in itself is not an existence
罪就是那应当存在而不存在的叫做罪
Sin is something that should exist but does not exist
罪的本身就荣耀的丢失
It is a missing glory
罪不是加了一个存在
It is not an addition
罪是存在减了一部分
But there's
subtraction 有了这不存在的
You have something
就叫做罪的存在
And this is sin
是罪的存在就是荣耀亏欠的不存在
The existence of sin is the falling short of glory
罪的有就是荣耀的没有
To have sin means that you don't have glory
这个观点影响了整个宗教的历史
And this influenced the history of faith.
从罗马书保罗这句话产生。
It started from the verse we read.
世人都犯了罪。
For all have sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
And fallen short of His glory.
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends，
在你生命里面
，In your life，
有完整的。
You may be perfect.
神给你的荣耀。
The glory of God.
做你的冠冕。
To be your crown.
做你的价值。
To be your value.
做你的至尊。
To be your honor.
这个荣耀亏欠了。
But you've fallen short.
你常常感到你人生有什么缺乏。
So you always feel lacking.
你自卑。
You are self-centered.
你不满意。
You're not happy.
你自己看自己有所亏损。
You despise yourself.
我不应该这样。
I shouldn't be like that.
我有什么呢？
What do I
have? 有良心的亏欠。
I have conscience.
我有什么呢？
What do I have?
有自己对自己的责备。
I rebuke myself.
我有什么呢？
What do I have?
我有荣耀的损失。
I have fallen
short
of glory.
我有尊严的损失。
And honor.
所以请你注意下面的话语。
So take note of this.
为什么人责备你，人骂你的时候，人侮辱你的时候，你特别敏感？
Why are you sensitive to the rebuke and the humiliation?
你很敏感。
You are sensitive to it.
因为当他责备你的时候
，Because when you are rebuked,
当他被众人侮辱你的时候
，When you are humiliated,
就使你就到你的完美受了亏损。
All of a sudden, you realize you've fallen short of your perfection.
这是很深的心理学。
This is deep psychology.
今天许多的心理学家没有办法明白。
Many psychologists cannot understand this.
圣经早就告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
你一生最有印象的经验是什么
？What are the most impressionable things in your life?
你一生最有印象的经验和你最深的回忆。就是被人侮辱的时刻。
The things that you remember most will be the moments that you have been humiliated.
当人侮辱你的时候
，when you are insulted.
当人轻看你的时候
，when they despise.
当人在众人面前撕破你的面子的时候
，when you are humiliated in front of everybody.
你的心非常痛苦
，your heart will be great.
你的记忆非常深刻
，and you will remember this.
你心灵所下的刻印是非常没有办法的出去的
，and you will be marked in your soul.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你的完美受了亏损
，because you have fallen short of your perfection.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear friends,
如果别人把你的一部分拿去
If someone take a part of
你很痛苦
you are in pain,
如果你是你自己把你的部分拿去你会痛苦吗
But when you take away yourself, will you be in pain?
问题就在这里了
This is the problem.
别人侮辱你
when you're insulted,
你气死他
you are angry.
你自己侮辱你自己
But when you insult yourself,
你一点没有感觉
you have no feeling.
你原谅你自己
you forgive yourself.
你看见人笨到什么地方吗
This is how stupid we are.
犯罪的问题不是太简单的问题。
The problem of sin is not so simple.
因为当别人做错事，你大骂一顿，你同样自己做错事，你好好原谅自己一番。
When you look at other people sinning, you will scold them and you forgive yourself.
我小的时候呢
，When I was young,
如果嗅到臭的味道，我谁放屁谁放屁。
When I smell something bad, I say, "You bastard!"
追根究底要找出哪一个人杀他一下。
I want to go and humiliate someone.
但是等到自己放屁的时候怎么样呢
？When I did it myself,
就静静的就没有声音了。
I just keep quiet.
然后就求上帝给大家不知道。
I pray that the Lord will bring ignorance.
为什么会这样呢
？Why is this?
因为你有一个不公义的对待。
Because you're unrighteous.
你看别人有错。
You look at
马上走出来
and you point
马上做审判官
you judge them.
看自己有错
yourself,
你马上自己掩饰
you forgive
马上自己欺骗自己
and you deceive yourself,
自己隐藏自己
and hide yourself,
自己遮盖自己
and cover everything else.
你过这样的生活太久了
you have lived a life like this for too long.
请这两个孩子不要走动坐好回去坐下小小孩子今天走来走去以后大了做这事就捣蛋现在坐下来坐到完你要跑就不要到这里来跑大家注意听下去为什么对别人的罪我们严格的指责
Why do we judge other people so severely?
为什么对自己的罪尽量遮盖呢
But we cover our own sins
你把自己当作有特权可以随便犯罪吗
Because you think you have special privileges to sin
今天苏哈多下台
Today苏哈多
为什么呢因为他对别人很严格，对自己的孩子很宽容。
Because he's severe towards all other people, but forgiving to his own children.
这样的家庭一定不能做百姓的榜样。
A family like this cannot be the example of men.
上帝的儿子到世界上来。
The Son of God came to the world.
虽然为儿子
，although he's the son,
还是受苦难、受 乎顺从直到完全。
He learned obedience through suffering into perfection.
神是人类的老师。
God is the teacher for us.
圣经是人类的课本。
The Bible is our textbook.
耶稣的生活是我们每一个人的榜样。
The life of Jesus is an example for us.
上帝的独生子。
The only Son of God.
受苦。
Suffered.
受欺压。
Was humiliated.
被钉十字架。
Was crucified.
十字架上为罪人代祷。
And he prayed for sinners on the cross.
太伟大了。
He's a great man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear friends.
罪是什么？
What is sin?
罪是一个亏欠。
Sin is falling
short. 我们生命中间原应当有的荣耀已经失去了。
We ought to have a glory, but we have lost it.
现在我们有了什么？
What do we have?
有了亏欠。
We have fallen short.
有了。
We have.
有没有？
What do we have?
有。有什么？有了一个没有的部分。
We have something that is missing.
但我们失去了应当有的荣耀。
We have lost the glory that we should have.
失去了应当有的完美。
We have lost the perfection.
这叫做罪恶。
This is sin.
所以，亲爱的朋友，
so dear friend,
你还没有信耶稣。
If you do not believe,
基督徒说你是罪的，你不要再生气。
Do not get angry when Christians say you are sinners.
他告诉你，连你自己都同意的事情。
He's telling you something which you agree.
你自己都不满意你自己，对不对？
You are not satisfied with yourself.
你不满意你自己。
You're not satisfied.
因为你里面有一些不应当丢掉的已经丢掉了。
Because you know you have lost something.
当少女丢掉她的圣洁的时候，
When a young person, a young woman has lost of
her purity, 几十年想起来还会懊悔。
She will regret for many years to come.
一个赌博的人把她的养家的钱全部输掉的时候，
When a gambler loses all his savings,
每一次想起来会自己拔头发。
Every time he will be angry with himself.
你不要怪别人。
Do not blame others.
你的完全不是别人偷去。
Your perfection has not been stolen
by others. 你的完全你是自己失掉的。
It is given away by yourself.
而你当你失掉你的完美的时候，
And when you throw it away,
你是很甘愿的。
You are willing to do that.
我告诉你，如果人啊，把你的钱拿去，用火把它烧掉。你已经追他打他一拳。
If someone burned away your money, you will be very angry.
你为什么把我的钱拿掉呢？
Why do you take my money away?
为什么把我的钱烧掉呢？
Why do you burn it?
但是你每天抽烟的时候，就是把自己的钱烧掉，你就很甘愿，对不对？
But when you smoke every day, it's burning money.
你怎么读书读到大学，做人笨到这个地步呢？
It's such a silly thing to do.
你还以为你 IQ 高啊？
You think you have high IQ?
你烧掉钱呢？
You are burning away money.
笨得不得了啊！
It's a silly thing.
但是烧掉钱，身体还健康，烧掉烟脸肺也烧掉，笨得要死，双倍的笨。
And you're burning away your very lungs.
所以这个不完全的道理就是罪的道理。
And this imperfection is sin.
人家说你有罪。
When someone says you have sin,
你生气。
You get angry.
为自己辩护。
You defend yourself.
为什么你要说我有罪？
Why do you say?
我要抽烟你要怎么样？
I want to smoke.
我要喝酒你要怎么样？
I want to drink.
我要玩女人你要不要怎么样？
I want to play around with women.
我不要怎么样。
I don't want to care about you.
我不过提醒你。
I'm just telling you.
你的完美失去了。
You have lost your perfection.
你的完美丢掉了。
You have been thrown away.
你天天撕毁你的前途。
Every day you tear your future.
你天天损失你的完美。
And you're
in. 你还以为你正在玩弄你的自由？
You think you are free?
圣经的话说，
The Bible says,
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is
death. 你说我还没有死啊？
You say I'm not dead yet.
还没有死。
You have not died yet.
还没有死。
Not yet.
是还没有罢了。
It's just not yet.
一定要死。
Surely you will die.
因为你正在撕掉你的完美。
Because you are tearing away your perfection.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
今天我们看见第一样。
We see the first.
罪是没有完成。没有达到上帝为我们定的目标。
Sin is missing the goal that God has set for us.
你自己都承认，你一生没有达到你自己为自己定的目标。
You yourself will agree that you have not met your own goal.
第二
，secondly，
罪是什么
？What is sin？
罪是我自己把神给我的完美把它撕破。
Sin is giving away the perfection that God has given to us.
有时候我看一个小孩子，
Sometimes I look at the
我就想象这孩子长大以后，
I keep imagining
好好读书，
in the
好好做人，
if he study well,
同样一个小孩子，
the same child,
20年以后，
20 years later,
可能是大文学家，
maybe he's a great writer,
大音乐家，
a great musician,
另外一个孩子，
another child,
20年以后，
20 years later,
可能是个大流氓，
maybe a great,
可能是个大强盗，
or a great robber.
有一次我在香港的最好的学校里面讲到，
I was preaching once at the best school in Hong Kong.
校长得着英国皇帝特别的奖状。
The principal received great honor from the English king.
将将居士。
And he was a
sir. 那么为什么他会请我去讲呢？我不知道。
I didn't know why he invited me.
但我还没有到的时候，
Before I arrived,
有人就破坏我。
somebody tried to.
谭牧师很会骂人的。
And he said, Reverend Tong like to scold people.
所以他心里想，请这个讲员来，听说很出名，干得很会骂人，我要看看他怎么骂法。
And so this person wanted to see how fierce I am.
我站在讲台上。
When I was at the pulpit,
亲爱的青年人
，I said, dear young people,
你们在最好的学校读书。
You are in the best school.
但如果你不自爱
，But if you do not take care of yourself.
20年以后
20 years later,
你们中间会兴起最伟大的律师最伟大的政治家最伟大的文学家最伟大的科学家
From among you there will be the greatest judge, lawyer, scientist and musician
从你们中间可能兴起最大的强盗最大的流氓最大的坏蛋
But also from among you the greatest evil person and robbers
看你今天的生命是谁掌管你前面的道路
It depends on who holds your future
你的心交给谁在管理
Who takes care of your heart?
那个校长不但不生气
The principal was not angry with me.
一边听一直点头点头
And he kept nodding his head.
后来他对我说我们的学校就需要这样的境界
And he said to us that our school needs this warning.
一个人听失言而当作是受责备来讨厌反抗讲实话的人这是笨人
A person who is angry with those who tell them the truth is pretty silly.
有一次一个医生对我说：“你的病很危险。”
There was a doctor that said that I have severe illness.
我听见这句话，我会不会讨厌你这个医生？为什么讲我有危险
？Do I say that I hate you for saying that?
不是的
，No.
我说谢谢你。
I say thank you.
好，你给我好的药。
I'll give me the medicine.
使我可以预防这个危险。
That I can prevent the problem.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这医生讲的是实话。
The doctor told me the truth.
给我实在的药。
And gave me the medicine.
听他的话。
I listened to him.
现在已经半年了，我没有开刀心脏。
And after 8 years, I had not had surgery.
因为他讲的我听。
Because I listened.
我接受。
I accepted it.
照他给我的药，顺服他的话去做。
I followed his instructions.
我的生命就延长了。
And my life was extended.
这么简单的道理。
It's so simple.
耶稣基督说。
Jesus Christ.
有病的人用得着医生。
Those who are sick need the doctor.
没有病的人用不着医生。
Those who are well need not have the doctor.
有罪的人用得着救主。
Those who are sinful need the savior.
没有罪的人用不着救主。
Those who are without sin need the savior.
来了
I come.
不是来招义人。
Not to call the righteous.
乃是招罪人悔改。
But to call the sinners into
repentance. 亲爱的朋友们
Dear friends.
你今天要自以为义吗
Are you self-righteous?
相当好
You are quite good.
过好
I'm quite good.
不要管我
Do not take care of me.
你现在上帝的面前是主啊感谢你
But in front of God say Lord forgive me.
你提醒我
You are reminding me.
你告诉我我是有罪的人。
You tell me I'm a sinner.
你把我的情形光照出来。
You show me my true
self. 你使我像照镜子认识自己的毛病。
As if I'm looking into a mirror.
我要感谢你。
I want to give you thanks.
你到底要做怎样的人
？What sort of person do you want to be?
圣经的话永远不会改变。
The words of the Bible will never change.
你讨厌他
，You hate it.
还是真理
？He will still tell you the truth.
你接受他
，You accept it.
也是真理
，He also tell you the truth.
不会因为你反对，他就改头换面来讨你喜悦。
He will not change just because of you.
今天有许多的牧师没有好好讲上帝的道
There are many pastors that do not preach the word of God carefully
把上帝讲的不讲把不是上帝讲的当作上帝讲
And they always tell you things that are not from God
他们要受很大的审判
They will be justified
如果你今天到一个教会里面去
If you go to a church today
你听不见自己的毛病
And you cannot hear your own problem
你听不见自己的需要
You cannot hear your own need
你看不见自己的光景
You cannot see your true self
表示这个教会的讲台没有真正把上帝的道讲给你听
It means that the pulpit is not preaching the true word of God
为什么许多人在教会里面好久的时间没有认罪没灵性没有长进没有看见自己真正的需要呢
Why are there many people who have been in church for so long who has not grown spiritually and seen their real need
因为我们怕没有人来怎么办呢
Because
你尽量讲一些他们喜欢听的道理
Because we are afraid that no one will come so we tell them good news
这不是神的仆人应当做的
This is not what the servant of God should do
这不是圣经的原则
This is not the principle of the Bible
先知耶利米
The prophet Jeremiah,
Isaiah,
Isaiah,
大利利
Daniel,
他们照着神的权柄能力，讲出应当讲的话，讲出人真正需要的话语。
By the authority and power of God, they spoke of what we need to.
结果怎么样呢
？In the end,
Isaiah 被锯子锯死
，Isaiah was sawed to death.
耶利米被丢在井里面
，Jeremiah was dumped into a well.
他们许多的苦难都经历过了
，They went through all sorts of suffering.
忠于上帝
，But they were faithful to God.
上帝的话是没有改变
，Because the word of God will not change.
你反对他
，You are against it.
还是这样讲
，Still the same.
你赞成他
，You accept it.
还是这样讲
，You will say the same thing.
上帝 不会因为你信你他就变成存在。
God will not exist just because you believe in him.
不会因为你不信他，他就变成不存在。
Or disappear just because you do not believe.
上帝不会因为你的信心增加，他就更存在。
Now God will exist more because you have faith.
上帝的存在
，the existence of God,
不是我们信上帝的结果。
It's not the result of our faith.
上帝的存在
，the existence
of God, 不是我们信上帝的基础。
It's not the foundation of our faith.
上帝的存在
the existence of God,
是我们之所以能信上帝的真正的原因。
It's the true reason why we can believe.
因为上帝存在
because he believes.
所以你信他或者你不信他
and so you believe.
上帝的存在
the existence of God,
是我们能够反对他的原因。
It's the reason why we can object to him.
我们能够相信他的原因
that we can believe in him.
也是我们能够不肯相信他的原因。
It is also why we can don't believe in him.
神的存在不会因为我们信不信而有所改变。
But the existence of God will not change based on our faith.
神的话语也不会因为我们喜欢听不欢喜欢听有所改变。
The word of God will not change based on what we believe.
二十一世纪以来了。
The 21st century is here.
新加坡有许多的教会。
We see many churches in
Singapore. 为了可以更多人来。
In order to attract the crowd,
放弃圣经的原则。
They move away from the principle of the Bible.
不该讲应该讲的话。
They dare not preach the right thing.
讨人的喜悦。
They want to please others.
不是圣灵的工作，代替是圣灵的工作。
They use words that are not of the Holy Spirit.
不是上帝的话，代替是上帝的话。
And the words that are not of God.
这些人又都要受上帝的审判。
All these people will be judged by God.
因为我们有这样的布道会。
We have such a gospel rally.
每个礼拜非来讲希伯来书的讲座。
And every week I come here for Hebrew.
就是在这个纷乱的时代中间
It is in this
要把神的话正解出来
We want to interpret the word of God happily
你们听清楚神要你听的事
Then we will be clear as to the message of God
使你们真看见你真正的光景
Then we will see our true selves
使你在真理的上面建立你自己的信仰
Then we will establish the faith upon the truth
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear friends
除此以外
Other than this
没有救药
There are no other solutions
除此以外
Other than this
没有出路
There are no other way
一个好的医生
A good doctor.
一定要诚诚实实告诉你，你病在哪里，你是什么病，这个病危险到什么地步。
We'll tell you honestly your illness and the danger.
然后把真正的药告诉你。
And then he'll give you the true medicine.
你说这个药不好吃。
He said it's a bitter medicine.
我要吃冰淇淋。
I want to eat ice cream.
医生说冰淇淋不能医你。
The doctor will say ice cream cannot cure you.
我要吃糖果。
I want candy.
医生说糖果不能医你这个病。
The doctor said it will not cure you.
我要吃 Milo.
I want Milo.
医生说 Milo.不能给你医好。
The doctor says it's not a cure.
你要吃苦药。
You want to take the bitter
medicine. 你一定要吃这个苦药。
You must take it.
你说我不能吃。
You say I cannot.
你要吃。
The doctor
为什么呢？因为良药苦口利己。
Because a good medicine is often bitter.
良言逆耳利行。
And good advice is always not pleasing to the
people. 好的话语。
A good word.
好的医药。
A good medicine.
不好领受的。
It's not something which we receive.
一定要接受它。
But we must accept.
神的话就是如此。
This is the word of God.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
今天有许多人把死当作就是眼睛闭了，心脏不跳，这个叫做死。
Many people think that death is just physical.
我告诉你，这种对死的看法是太表面、太现象、太肤浅的看法。
This is a shallow and superficial view.
死是什么
？What is death?
死在圣经里面有三种意义。
In the Bible, there are three meanings.
第一个意义是什么
？The first one.
就是与生命的源头隔绝。叫做死
is when you're separated from the source of life.
第二
the second one,
死就是有功用的肉身的器官已经失去它的功用，叫做死
is when our physical body loses all its function.
第三
the third one,
死就永远离开天父的面，叫做死
is the eternal separation from the Father in
heaven. 我再把这三个定义讲出来，你们可以写下来。
You can write down these three definitions.
圣经里面死的定义是什么？
What is the definition of death?Firstly,
与生命的源头隔绝，这个叫做死。
When you're cut off from the source of life,
the separation from the source and the foundation of our life, that is called death. 第二
secondly,
是就是器官功用的停止、朽坏，叫做死。
When your physical body and its function stops,
mortality, corruption of our physical organs function, 这个叫做死。第三个是什么呢
？The third one,
the everlasting.Departure from our source, from God and His countenance.
离开上帝永光的面，这个永永远远，这个叫做死。
Forever separated from the glorious face of God。
当你明白圣经所讲的死是这三个意义的时候
，When you understand death in these three manners，
那么你读经你就更清楚了。
You will be clearer when you read the Bible。
当你说亚当、夏娃，你不可以吃分别善恶树上的果子。
God said, Adam and Eve, do not eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge.
因为你吃的时候，你一定死。
Because you will surely die.
你吃的那个日子你就死。
On the day that you eat of it.
亚当吃了以后有没有死啊？
Did Adam die?
没有死。
He did not.
亚当吃了，不但没有死。
Not only did he not die.
而且他活了930岁。
He led a life that's 900 years old.
这样，上帝的话就不可靠了。
So you say the word of God is wrong.
上帝的话没有成就了。
That it did not come true.
上帝的话就不成就，就是他的应许是不是落空的。
That means his promises has fallen short.
魔鬼说什么呢
？What is Satan saying?
你吃的那是不是死
？You will not die when you eat.
你吃了又你眼睛给打开来了。
Or your eyes will open up.
你就明亮了。
And suddenly you see.
就不必到东京去割眼皮了。
You need not go and cut your
eyes. Oh, you will open your eyes.
Your eyes will be open.
所以魔鬼讲的话，后来怎么样呢？哦，这个夏娃就吃了。
And eat it.
吃了以后。他就给他的丈夫也吃，吃了以后有没有死？
Did they die?
两个都没有死。
Both were alive.
原来上帝说骗话。
And so God has lied.
魔鬼讲什么话呢？
What did the devil say?
吃了以后眼睛就打开来。
Your eyes will open.
眼睛一打开的时候，
When their eyes open,
真的亮得不得了了。魔鬼说真话，上帝说骗话，你看见了没有呢？
So you think that devil is telling the truth?
从那一天开始，
from that day onwards,
真的就变成好像假的，假的就变得好像真的。
That which is true seems false, false seems true.
这到今天呢，
still today,
真的 Rolex 好像假的，假的好像真的。
A real Rolex looks fake, and the other way round.
真的好人好像坏人，真的坏人好像好人。
And a good person seems to be evil, and vice versa.
对你真笑容的是坏蛋。对你比较坏的可能是好蛋。
Those are not so good to you probably are the good person.
你就乱了。
And it's very confusing.
上帝啊，你说你吃的那是一定死，为什么我吃了好几粒没有死呢？
God, you said I will die, but I'm still alive.
魔鬼说你吃的那是眼睛就亮了，哎，真的我眼睛亮起来了，哎，坐下，你不要跑来跑去，我今天要训练这两个小孩子。有的人以为哇，汤姆斯和人骂人，你们老人家去小便，我不会叫你坐下，我都是叫小孩子，你不要害怕，因为小孩子需要教育，你懂吗？啊，有的人就说哦，汤姆斯一直很爱骂人，不是的，我帮忙你叫你孩子，啊，就下去。那么上帝讲的话成功不成功呢？
Was God right?
上帝讲的话不成功了。
It seems he was.
魔鬼讲的话成功不成功？
What about the devil?
成功，这个叫表面。不是叫做真正。
But this is just on the
为什么呢？因为当撒旦说你吃的哦，眼睛就亮了。
When Satan said your eyes will be open，
他没有告诉你你亮了看什么。
He didn't tell you what you were seeing。
没有，只有说亮，亮就是亮，
just,
亮就是
just opening。
结果呢，他一亮了以后，看见什么呢？看见自己没有穿衣服。
Suddenly they realized they were naked。
这个叫做眼睛亮，你懂吗？
And this is opening。
看见什么呢？看见魔鬼不见了。
That the devil has disappeared.
他的眼睛亮，就变成从属灵界看到属物质界。
So when the eyes open, they move from the spiritual world to the material world.
完全看不见魔鬼的踪迹。
All of a sudden, the devil disappears.
这种眼睛亮就是今天罪人的眼睛亮。
And this is the way sinners are like.
上帝说你吃的肉就必定死。
God said that when you eat, you will surely die.
别死啊！
They are not dead.
大概过了930年。
They live for more than 900 years.
身体的死不等于他灵性的死。
The physical death is not the same as spiritual death.
今天你们用了很好的 microphone.
There's a very good microphone.
Microphone 是很贵的。
It's very expensive.
就虽然很小，
although it looks small,
功用很准确。
It's very precise.
它的频率很高。
The frequency is good.
每一秒钟可以震动20,000次。
20,000 hertz.
人的声音，男人最多不到6,000次。
For the men, it's only about 6,000 hertz.
女人可以更多一点。
For women, it's higher frequency.
最低的可以到20。
You can reach 20.
20到20,000，这是好的 microphone.
From 20 to 20,000 hertz.
这很贵的 microphone.
Very expensive.
用在这么大的场面，一个就够了。
For such a great place, just one.
那么你说这个功用很好。
You say this is a good microphone.
但是，如果我把这个东西拔掉，你看它功用好不好啊？
If I take away the
wire, 没有办法了。没有把我的声音放进去。
No、
如果你还听见，是透过这个才听见的。
It's because there's another
one. 这个就听不见了，为什么？因为拔掉了，不好都没有用。
It doesn't matter how good
it is. 因为因缘透隔绝了。
Because it's separated from the source.
接上去的时候，你看 马上声音就来了。
爸爸，你快点听 the voice is here。
所以问题是什么呢？
我的是与
源头隔绝的道理。
The problem is being cut away from the source。
今天你明白了圣经的意思了。
Now you understand。
圣经说人死了。
When you die。
那个死是什么死呢
？What sort of death？
不是指没有功用。
Not the physical。
不是指坏了。
Or it's
不是指这个不是好的东西。
Or that's not good。
你照样好。
It's still good。
你照样有学问。
You are still knowledgeable。
你照样很漂亮。
You're still beautiful。
你照样很健康。
You're still healthy。
但是你的漂亮、健康、学问、知识，一切的一切，跟神的生命隔绝了。
But all these are cut away from the source of life of God.
今天你很可怜。
You are living in a pathetic stage.
你很可惜。
It is sad.
这样聪明的人。
Such an intelligent
这样有学问的人。
So knowledgeable.
你跟你的上帝的生命没有发生关系。多么可惜。
But you have no relationship with your God.
你看那个电风扇。
You look at the fan.
转转转转。
It's spinning.
风大得不得了。
The great wind.
转到最大的时候。
At the greatest speed.
你把电源拔掉的时候。
If you fuck it out.
它还在转吗？
Will it spin again?
有没有转呢？
他
还在转，转，但是怎么转呢？转转转转转转转转转转转转转转转转转，走就死了，对不对
？In the end, it will stop spinning.
他还转930年，就是这个意思。
It will spin for 900 years.
亚当还活930年，还在转，还很漂亮，还可以做事情，但是呢，与上帝的生命隔绝了，最后就是死，罪的公价就是死。
Wages of sin is death.
也就是这个样
子。So、
第二，
Secondly,
死的意思是什么呢
？What's the meaning of that?
你的脑电波停止了。
There's no more signal from the brain.
你的视角神经没有作用了。
There are no more.
你的心不再跳了。
Your heart no longer moves. This is that.
这个就是我们平常所讲的死。
This is something we all know.
这种死不是最重要的。
This is not most important.
背后以神生命隔绝的死才是可怕的。
Being cut away from the source of life is more frightening.
这是很重要的事情。
This is very important.
今天你们每一个人都明白许多科学的知识。
All of us have scientific knowledge.
但是我们明白属灵的事情的时候，我们都变成笨人了。
But we are quite silly and stupid when it comes to spiritual
things. 求主怜悯我们。